Well, hello people, how are you out there? Solo here, and you know it's Friday night, and you know what I do on Friday night. Now, as I've said before, I don't seem to go on social media too much anymore, or the internet, because it's such a toxic place, isn't it? And you young men out there would do wisely to stop looking at your phones every 5 seconds, and put your phones down and see where you're actually at. Because if you think about it, you're inundated with that toxic information all day. It's bound to affect you in some way. To be frank, you're being brainwashed. But anyway, here's a picture of a news item I think I've had on before, but this femme one has gone a bit crazier. She wants to get her lips bigger, and I guess until they pop. So it just goes to show you, this femme one is a 23-year-old femme one from Bulgaria. So it just shows you that the craziness is worldwide. And these femmes don't know when enough is enough. And I have no idea why or how she thinks this is attractive. Man, I guess if you were dating her and you're walking down the street with her and you want to go into a store and you don't want her to go in there or she doesn't want to go in, I guess you can just lick her lips and stick her on the glass outside and unstick her when you come out. But anyway, here's a picture of her before she did all that. Now she's wearing a lot of makeup here, false eyelashes and everything still. But this picture's far more natural than the other one. But I guess this shows how delusional femme ones are. I'll put a link to it down below. And this is just on a side note here. Now jeans, let's talk jeans. Now I remember jeans. I used to have Levi's and Wrangler. Hell, I remember way back when you used to get a new pair of Levi's and get in the bath. It was supposed to shrink them to your size sort of thing. But I wanted to get a pair of jeans just for some dress-up thing I was doing, and I looked online, and Wrangler were very expensive. Levi's was out of the question, far too expensive, because I wasn't going to wear them very much. So I settled on a cheaper pair of jeans that seemed to look okay. They were Crosshatch. That's the make. Never had them before. Now, they arrived, and they were quite thin jeans, and they were stonewashed. Too much stonewashed, for me, but the fit wasn't all that great either. And then I found out that they had buttons for the zipper. I mean, the buttons get covered up, so you don't know they're buttons, but why have them in the first place? Just a lot more work. And they have crosshatch embroidered on the back pocket rather large. Seems they spent more time on that than the jeans themselves. So quite frankly, I'm not very happy with the purchase, but I'm going to keep them anyway. But if you guys out there know a good pair of jeans that are not Wrangler priced or Levi priced, let me know. I'll have a look, because I'm interested in a good pair of jeans. Might be the last pair I buy the rest of my life. Now you take it easy out there, people. Hey, and have a beer for me, will ya? Take it easy.